Задание номер два. Вы услышите разговор между Кейти и ее другом. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A1, A7 соответствуют содержанию текста 1. Какие не соответствуют 2. И о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Paul's going to be working as a volunteer this summer. For some reason, this news has unsettled me a bit.
Why is he doing it?
He just wants to. I guess he gets a kick out of helping people.
So why does it bother you?
I suppose it's because I've been thinking that my brother is going to do something much better with his life than I ever will. The decisions we make now, I mean, aren't they the same kind of decisions we'll make throughout our lives? If I'm self-indulgent now, won't I always be?
Kayti, that's a bit heavy. And your thinking is upside down.
Or inside out?
I don't know what you mean, Kate. But think about this. You're young. You don't have kids or to pay for a house. You'll possibly never know again the freedom you have now. Or if you do, then you'll be old. This is your time now. Paul's doing what he wants. So should you.
But don't you think we should live our lives to try and make a difference?
We all make a difference in small ways. The jobs we do, the money we spend, the decisions we influence. It's small stuff, but we're all small amongst almost 7 billion people who live here. And maybe one day you'll have children who will also have children, and they'll all touch the world in small ways.
Now who is getting weird?
Kayti. All I am saying is not everyone is going to be Mother Teresa. And thank God for that, say I.
And your conclusion, Mr. Philosopher, sir?
My conclusion is that you and I are going to the Mediterranean Sea. To sunshine, to cool bars, to nights of dancing. And we will never forget, and we will never regret.
Agreed. And I suppose I could volunteer one night a week next term, like Paul did.
Way to go, Mother Kayti. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
Paul's going to be working as a volunteer this summer. For some reason, this news has unsettled me a bit.
Why is he doing it?
He just wants to. I guess he gets a kick out of helping people.
So why does it bother you?
I suppose it's because I've been thinking that my brother is going to do something much better with his life than I ever will. The decisions we make now, I mean, aren't they the same kind of decisions we'll make throughout our lives? If I'm self-indulgent now, won't I always be?
Kayti, that's a bit heavy. And your thinking is upside down.
Or inside out?
I don't know what you mean, Kate. But think about this. You're young. You don't have kids or to pay for a house. You'll possibly never know again the freedom you have now. Or if you do, then you'll be old. This is your time now. Paul's doing what he wants. So should you.
But don't you think we should live our lives to try and make a difference?
We all make a difference in small ways. The jobs we do, the money we spend, the decisions we influence. It's small stuff, but we're all small amongst almost 7 billion people who live here. And maybe one day you'll have children who will also have children, and they'll all touch the world in small ways.
Now who is getting weird?
Kayti, all I am saying is not everyone is going to be Mother Teresa. And thank God for that, say I.
And your conclusion, Mr. Philosopher, sir?
My conclusion is that you and I are going to the Mediterranean Sea. to sunshine, to cool bars, to nights of dancing. And we will never forget, and we will never regret.
Agreed. And I suppose I could volunteer one night a week next term, like Paul did.
Way to go, Mother Katie. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.